Wow, for a holiday, a lot of people here. I always like to begin with sharing a little bit about what has happened to me since the last time I spoke.
每一次我来到这边呢，我总是想要跟大家分享一下，自从上一次我来到现在，有些什么事情发生在我身上。
I think I've spoken here maybe 6 times or something like that. You know.
我大概来到这里，大概传讲信息有6次之多。
And so I have some good news and bad news.
所以我有一些的好消息，有一些的坏消息要跟大家分享。
The good news is I'm expecting my 5th grandchild.
好消息就是我要得到我第五个孙子或是孙女了。
November, number 5.
今年十一月。
Now this is not, it's not bad news, but it's sad news.
但是也有一件很难过的消息。
My firstborn with her husband and 3 children are moving to Taiwan for 3 years next week.
就是我大女儿，她下一个礼拜呢要跟她的先生还有3个孩子搬到台湾去。
And
they're
the ones that live close to us in Northern California.
因为他们呢，其实是住在北加，跟我比较近的孩子。
And it's a little sad because as a Chinese, we're very close to family.
因为我感觉很伤心，是因为我们中国人，我们跟家人的关系都很近。
And even though they will be back in 3 years, in 3 years, the 9-year-old becomes 12, and the 3-year-old becomes 6.
虽然他们离开3年，那么9岁的就会变成12岁，那3岁的就变成6岁。等他们回来的时候。
And though we will visit Taiwan,
当然我们会到台湾去看他们。
I don't look forward to summers in Taiwan.
但是我不想夏天的时候到台湾，太热了。
My daughters mean a lot to me.
我女儿呢对我很重要。
And one of the things, as I grew up and did ministry across the United States, as you know, I originally came from New York City.
在美国各地的服事，但是你们都知道我是从纽约纽约市来的。
And then lived in Texas, Chicago, and then California.
然后我们搬到了德州，也搬到了芝加哥，现在来到加州。
Is whether my daughters would have the same faith as I do? Would my daughters have the same faith?
那我女儿呢，跟我有同样的信仰。
Because I moved for training, seminary training, and ministry.
因为当我为了我的研究，为了我的那个神学院，还有我的侍奉搬来搬去的时候
，So I and my wife made a commitment to follow Jesus.
那我跟我的妻子，我们决定要委身跟随耶稣。
My daughters didn't make a commitment really to follow Jesus. They were bound to follow us, me.
但是我女儿们，她们小的时候，她们并没有委身要跟随耶稣，但是她们必须跟着我们。
And there lies one of the biggest obstacles of the second and third generation believer.
那他们呢就面临到第二代和第三代基督徒他们所面临到的各样的挑战和拦阻。
But it's just not my daughters. It happens all to do also my parents. It has something to do with my parents.
其实呢，这不单只是我的孩子们有这样子的挑战，我的父母也有这样子的挑战。
My mother, who is I think 93, still lives in New York City.
我母亲今年93岁，她仍然住在纽约。
And I visit her once a year, and I fix up her house.
那每一年呢，我去看她一次，我就帮她修理家里的东西，修房子。
And for my mother and father was very different, the issue of faith.
那我父亲和母亲他们的信仰是很不一样的。
For my parents were not believers.
因为我父母呢，他们其实从前是不信主的。
And the first generation of believers were actually their children.
所以呢，对他们来说，第一代在他们家里第一代的基督徒其实是他们的儿女。
So would we have a positive effect the testimony to my parents?
所以呢，我们会不会对我们的父母也有正面的影响呢
？It's very very different.
这很不一样的。
And then I'm married. I'm married. How long have I been married? 42 years. 42 years.
我已经结婚42年了。
42.
我已经结婚42年了。
And then if you've been married for a long time, you realize that you get to know the person very well.
你知道当你结婚很久以后，你对你的配偶就非常的了解。
And would we have the type of love and our faith is genuine to last those 42 years?
因为我们有爱，还有我们的信心是真实的，所以我们可以在42年来这样子平安的度过。
I just did a wedding 2 weeks ago to one of my students. when I was a professor at Western.
我在两周以前，我还为了我在神学院教书的时候，一个学生为他证婚。
And in my short sermon in that wedding, I mentioned that you know life is very very long. Life is very long.
在跟他们证婚的时候，我在那边致辞的时候，就跟他们说，这个人生的路很长很长。
So there's three generations I'm going to talk about. This is a Chinese crowd mostly, and we love family illustrations, and we love generations because we love our family.
今天呢，我要讲的就是有关这三代的人，因为我们都是中国人，我们都爱我们的家人，我们很重视我们的家人。
I want to start by saying we all come from different backgrounds and different understandings of what faith and belief are.
那我先要开始呢，就是说我们都是从不一样的背景来的，我们对信心，我们对信仰有不一样的理念。
But we all need to end up where Christ and where the New Testament writers wrote about and spoke about what faith is.
但是呢，我们都要来到就是新约作者他们所讲到的这个信心到很信仰到底是什么。
And believe it or not, all of us need to grow and change concerning our belief and our faith in Christ.
我们都知道，我们每一个人都必须在我们对信心和信仰的理念上不断的成长。
I start with my mother.
我从我的母亲开始。
Who's, I told you, was still alive and in her 90s living in New York City.
就像我说的，她仍然好好的，仍然活着，93岁，住在纽约。
When I was a little boy, this probably this tall, this is what faith looked like to me.
在我还是一个小孩子，大概这么高的时候，对我来说，信仰就是那样的。
My mother was an ancestor worshipper.
因为我妈妈呢，她是祭拜祖先的。
And faith meant to me was at least once a year we would go to the special Chinese cemetery in New York City.
那信仰和信心对我来说是什么呢？就是一年一次的，我们要到纽约市里，还有一个特别的那个公墓的地方，墓园。
And we would bring a cooked chicken.
我们会带了一只煮好的鸡。
Candlesticks on the ground.
还有蜡烛插在地上。
Fake money.
还有纸钱
and matches.
还有火柴。
Also, we would bring white gin, drinking gin. Gin, we drink gin.
白酒。
Alcohol.
我们还要带白酒。
White, that's clear, not color.
而且是清酒。
And we would go to the cemetery, and a special Chinese part of the cemetery because they allow burning.At this Chinese cemetery.
我们所到的这个公墓呢，有一个部分是中国人的部分，在那个中国人的这个部分公墓的那边呢，他们是可以让我们烧纸钱的。
And I was a little boy. I don't know what I'm doing. My mom puts the chicken in front of the tombstone. The gravestone.
我是一个孩子，我不知道我们在做什么，但是我就看着我妈妈把那只煮好的鸡放在这个墓碑前面。
Puts these candles on these red candles on sticks, sticks them in the ground with maybe some incense too.
然后把那个点好的红蜡烛插在地上，而且还烧香。
She'd light the candles, light the incense.
她就把那个香还有蜡烛都点好。
We would each take gin in a little cup, bow before the tomb, and then pour the gin on the grave.
把那杯清酒，我们先对着这个墓碑鞠躬，然后就把它洒在地上。
And then my mother would take the fake money, put it in front of the tombstone, and burn it.
然后我妈妈会拿着这个纸钱放在这个墓碑前面，然后烧这个纸钱。
And she did that every year.
每一年我妈妈都这么做。
And we would do it at home sometimes. It would have pictures of my grandfathers, both on my mother and father's side.
然后我们也会在家里，因为在家里我们有牌位，那我们有我的祖父还有外祖父的像。
And she would put newspaper because we're not doing it, you know, we're not pouring gin on the floor. We put it on the newspaper.
然后我妈妈会在地上铺了那报纸，因为我们不会把这个酒倒在地上，
yeah,
就在地上铺报纸。
She wouldn't burn the fake money though.Not in the house.
在家里，他就不会烧纸钱。
That was what faith was to my mother.
所以对我母亲来说，这就是她的信仰。
And it was very common in terms of an older generation and maybe even a current generation of Asian people of what faith is.
这是在东方非常普遍的普通的一个信仰，在上一辈，甚至于在现在， 在东方也是非常的普遍。
For one of the common Eastern understandings of faith is that it's ritual, maybe temple worship or ritual, just doing things repeatedly.
所以在东对东方人来说，信仰呢就是一个不断的做的一个仪式。
And you get that also in modern day Western, where it's just like, oh, faith is going to a church or going to church on Easter or Christmas.
就像西方的一样，这种仪式就是差不多在复活节的时候就去一次教会。
Some of you may have a background where you understand faith and as that type of sort of behavior.
所以对我们很多人来说，可能我们有一些的这个背景。对我们来说，信仰就是这个样子的。
But there's another Eastern sort of understanding of faith that is very common, very prevalent in China today.
但是还有一种的理念在中国也是非常的普遍。
As that's not spiritual rituals to ensure a better life on earth, but rather it is a understanding of if we do spiritual exercises and purify our mind through meditation, it'll bring us close to God or whoever the spirit realm is.
所以呢，现在还有另外一个很普遍的现象，就不是只是单单的一些属灵的仪式，为了要过更好的生活，而是人们开始操练一些灵性的操练和借着冥想，借着净化，希望能够更接近神明，或是更接近这个属灵的世界。
Yeah, in China, a famous big movement is a Falun Gong.
在中国呢，有一个很有名的运动，就是法轮功的运动。
It's a blend of Taoism, Buddhism, Qigong.
那是道教、佛教还有气功的一个融合。
And even if you do not, don't know much about it, you've probably heard the advertisement for Shenyang, the dance show.
或许我们不太认识法轮功，但是我们可能看过这些广告，就是神韵。这个表演的广告，他们是法轮功来的。
Affiliated with Falun Gong.
我相信他们是跟法轮功有关系的，是从法轮功开始的。
And what is very interesting is that it's this blend of Eastern that it's sort of a physical movement and sort of purification of the soul and of personal goals and no real understanding of a personal God or definition of real sin.
所以这个法轮功呢，是非常有意思。它是一个融合，把那个灵性，还有把运动、身体健康的运动，还有这些人的这个理想，都把它混合在一起。但是他们不认识一个个人的有位格的神。
Now those are common Eastern understandings of faith.
这些呢，都是在东方很普遍的对信仰的理念。
I'm going to talk a little bit about common Western understandings of faith.
那现在呢，我要讲一下，就是在西方一些比较普遍的信仰的理念。
And for the people manning the PowerPoint, this was not in the original manuscript.
那这现在要讲的呢，不是在这个程序单上的。
You see, for my mother, for her to come to faith, she had to break the common Eastern understanding of faith, that faith is ritual, just doing the practices year after year.
所以对我母亲来说，要让他能够信主呢，他必须要能够断开他从前那个对信仰的理念，就是不断的去做一些属灵的仪式。
But for my children, that was not what they had to go through in order to come to faith in Jesus Christ. It was not practicing the rituals of going to the cemetery.
但是对我的小孩子，对下一辈来说呢，让他们能够信主，就不是说让他们不要再去拜那些有这些宗教的属灵的仪式。
Here is the danger of the second generation or the third generation raised believer, Christian.
那对我们来说，第二代和第三代的基督徒，他们所面临的危机是什么？
The danger is that they would know all the Bible stories.
就是他们都对圣经的知识，对圣经的故事非常熟悉。
It's not a matter of knowledge.
所以其实呢，我们在讲的不是一些知识而已。
But they would not see the faith as a needed or real thing that is desired in their lives.
但是呢，他们却看不见说这个信仰是非常对他们的生命里面非常有必要的。
That would be a social thing.
因为对他们来说，可能就是一个社团、社交的活动。
that perhaps they would look at the faith of their parents and they said, oh, we see our parents, we don't want to be like them, so we don't want their faith.
或许他们看见了他的父母，他们父母信主的样子，他说，我看见我们父母的这样，我不希望跟他们有一样的信仰。
And that's a real problem because in America, there is a huge percentage of children, of youth who do not go to church, even though they were raised going to church.
这在美国就造成一个非常大的危机，就是第二代的基督徒，他们可能儿童的时候他们去教会，但是到了青少年时期，他们就不愿意再去教会了。
And one of the dangers of Christian parents is perhaps what we need is to make our children go to church more.
那对我们来说，我们做父母，做基督徒父母的，可能我们是不是应该就是让我们的小孩更常的去教会呢？
They don't know how easy they have it.
因为他们不懂。他们的日子有多么的舒服。
You need faith the old-fashioned way. Sunday, Sunday night, Wednesday night, you know, all the extra, and then youth group on probably a Friday or another day of the week.
对小孩子来说，如今去教会这么容易，在以前的时候，我们是几乎每一天都要去教会的，每一天都有聚会。
But you see, there's a problem here with that type of thinking.
但是如果我们有这样子的态度的话，我们会有一个危机。
You see, for the old Chinese, like my mother, it was a matter of ritual pattern.
对于老一辈的中国人来说，他像我妈妈一样，他就是他要脱离这个属灵的这些宗教仪式。
And sometimes we bring that down to our children and say, if you just do it enough, more enough pattern, they're going to come to faith and they're going to be very vibrant in their faith.
但是我们很可能把那样的理念呢，也加在我们的。儿女的身上，就是你继续的来教会，就是做同样的这些的仪式，不断的做，你也会有信心。
But it's not that accurate.
其实这是不正确的想法。
It is not true.
而且不，这不是事实，不是真理。
For children of believers, especially in the United States, their breakthrough to faith is of a different issue.
所以呢，对于在美国长大的孩子们，第二代的基督徒，他们要能够信主，他们是有另外一个挑战。
And I'm sure that many of you have children, maybe grandchildren.
我相信在座的我们很多都有儿女或是孙儿女们。
And concerned about what their faith is going to look like.
而且我们对他们的信仰也非常的关心和担心。
Because one of the reasons why I enjoy coming.To this church to preach is that it has an extremely vibrant worship service.
其中一个原因，为什么我非常喜欢来到你们教会来讲道呢？就是你们的敬拜非常的活泼。
The spirit in which you sing.
在唱诗的时候，我可以感觉到的你的灵。
The boldness in which you pray.
而且你们有很勇敢的、很大胆的在这里祷告。
The question that I have is that will your children have it?
但是我向你们的挑战和问题是。你们的儿女也有同样的，勇气和同样的灵吗
？With this, we go to the passage we are going to study, which is Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 6.
那今天呢，我们就要来看的是希伯来书第十一章一到六节。
Now I'll read it. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts, and through his faithThough that he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found. Because God had taken him, now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who seek him.You need, want to read it.
希伯来书第十一章一到六节，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道，诸世界是借着神的话造成的。这样所看见的，并不是从显然之物造出来的。 亚伯因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神所喜悦他的名证。人非有信就不得神的喜悦，因为到神面前的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Hebrews 11 is perhaps the most famous chapter in the New Testament describing the essence of faith.
希伯来书第十一章大概是在新约里面能够描述信心最有名的一章。
Faith and belief is one of the most common words in the New Testament. It is the foundation of our worship of Jesus Christ.
信心，这是在圣经，在新约里面最常用的，最初常出现的一个字，也是能够来用来描述我们对神的敬拜。
In this chapter, there are some brief descriptions of what faith is, as well as a whole list of faithful people, heroes in the Old Testament who manifested faithful behavior.
在这一章里面对信心有一个很简短的解释，但是接着呢就有一长串的一系列的例子举出来，在旧约里面有信心，对神有信心的人，还有他们因着信所做出来的行为。
But what I'm going to focus on is the question that I posed in the introduction. What is faith? What are the ingredients of faith? How do you describe faith?
那我想今天要来看的呢，就是我刚刚提出来的问题，什么是信心？信心的主要的成分是什么？你要怎么样来描述信心？
We're going to look mostly the answer to this question from the two passages, verse 1 and verse 6, which has the short descriptions of the essence of faith.
我们要回答这些问题呢，我们就要从这一段圣经里面来看，从第一节和第六节，因为第一节和第六节很简短的解释了信心是什么。
We first start with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
我们从希伯来书十一章第一节开始。
In this passage, the writer pens these words, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
第十一章第一节就说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
The first element is found in the second half of that first verse, that it is confidence in an unseen world or unseen reality.
那这就是在这一节的第二段，这个就是这个主要的这个意义，就是说我们对于一个未见之事，我们有一个把握，有一个信心。有一个确据
that there's something beyond what you touch, what you see, what you feel, what you smell.
换句话说呢，我们的信心是超越我们可以看见，我们可以摸着，我们可以闻到的东西。
And in order to have faith in God, you must have this foundational understanding that there is something beyond this world.
为了要有信心，我们必须要有最根本的认识，就是说在这个看得见的世界之外，还有看不见的世界。
And this reality is just as real.
而且在看不见的世界跟这看得见的世界一样的真实。
This is a very, very interesting first thought that comes out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1.
所以这一章一开始第一节所讲出来的这东西非常的有意思，这个观念。
For in this first principle of a confidence in an unseen world, my mother had the advantage.
因为呢，对于这个未见之事要有一个确据的话，我母亲她虽然不信主，但是她有这个她有这个优势。
Yeah, my mother was bringing food and some money and drink to my ancestors in this yearly ritual.
因为呢，每一年我母亲从前她就会带着这个她所煮好的鸡，还有这个烧香，还有酒，就到这个祖先的面前。
You see, in this first principle, my mother had the advantage, but my children have the disadvantage.
所以呢，就着这第一个原则，就是对于未见之事呢有一个把握。我母亲就是有这个优势，但是我的孩子在这里就没有这个优势。
For my children and myself, being raised in a Western nation in the United States, we have a material worldview.
因为对于我来说，还有我的儿女们，我们生长在美国，我们这个世界观是一个物质的世界观。
Basically, if you cannot prove it in science, we don't even believe in it.
基本上，如果你不能用科学来证明的话，我们就不相信。
And there you have the due separations of the two great worldviews in a world culture.
所以呢，我们在这里就看见，这是东西方，两个世界里面他们的世界观的不同。
Is there a spirit realm?
但是的确有一个属灵的境界。
To which my mother had the advantage, but my children had the disadvantage.
但是呢，我的母亲她就有这个优势，她相信有一个灵异的世界，但是我的儿女就不相信。
And that is the great obstacle that we have in raising our children in Northern California, because it will be a worldview that is only of the material and scientific realm.
所以呢，我们在北加州，我们教养儿女，我们就是有这个劣势，因为对我们来说，好像这个世界就只是物质的或是科学的世界。
So difficult it is, I have found, and I've been in Chinese ministry for like 40 years, even though I'm in a white church now, you know? I have found that it is easier to bring someone from a Chinese worldview to Christ than a Silicon Valley engineer.
虽然呢，我在中国人中间服侍已经超过40年了，但是我现在是在一个白人的教会服侍，但是我发现，我还比较容易把一个中国人带着中国的这个世界观把他带信主，而还比较容易，比起呢要在矽谷把一个工程师带信主。
I would ask my colleagues, how many people do you baptize, adults do you baptize in white churches? And they say, oh, very few, very few.
当我问我的同事，就是在我们的教会里，我问他说，你们到底把几个白人带信主，而且让他们受洗呢？他们就说很少。
But then when I pastored a Chinese church in San Francisco for 19 years, we saw lots of people get baptized.
但是当我在三藩市，在一个中国人的教会服侍的时候，许多的人都信主。
So how do you get your children to come to faith if the worldview is already at a disadvantage to their faith?
所以呢，如果我们的儿女已经有这样子的劣势，他们对世界的观是这个样子，我们怎么样把他带信主呢？
The second principle that we see in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 is that we not only have a confidence in an unseen world, we have a hopein that unseen world.
所以第二个原则在这个希伯来书十一章第一节里面，就不单我们对未见的事情有一个确据，而且我们还对这个未见的事情有盼望。
I go back to verse 1 and I'm going to read it again. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
所以我们就说信是所望之事的实底，我们是有盼望的。
It's very, very important.
这是非常的重要。
It's not some fuzzy, vague sort of a understanding that there's reality beyond this material world.
所以我们不是只是有一个很模糊的印象，好像在我们这个有形的世界之外，还有一个另外一个世界，但是非常的模糊。
It's more than just knowledge of a spirituality, but it's actually a hope and desire, and you wish your future is of that reality.
不单我们是只是在头脑知道有另外一个世界，而且我们还是对另外一个世界是有盼望的，因为那是我们的未来。
I find a very, very interesting, I guess a dilemma in American spirituality.
我发现在美国的这个所谓对属灵的认识呢，其实有一个有一个冲突的。
People may worship God.
人可能会敬拜神。
People may have a realization that there's a spiritual reality beyond this physical plane.
人可能也会知道，在这个实质的世界之外，还有一个灵异的世界。
But here's the dilemma: we still hope for all the things in this world.
但是呢，我们的这个冲突呢，却是我们还是把盼望放在今生这个有形的世界。
It doesn't change what you seek after.
而且这对并没有改变我们的观念。
I remember when I was little and going with my mother to the graveyard, the cemetery to show honor to my grandparents.
我还记得当我小的时候，跟着我的母亲到公墓去祭拜祖先的时候。
One of the things that struck me, even as a little boy, is if we're going to feed my grandparents, how come we bring the chicken home to eat?
What?
We bring the chicken home. We don't leave it there. We don't.
我小的时候我就觉得很纳闷的，就是如果我们把这个鸡是拿来是要奉献给我们祖先的，为什么我们还把它带回家吃？
And then when we burn money, it's always fake money.
而且当我们在烧钱的时候，为什么都是这些假钱？
I don't know, if you ever see them, they're like a trillion dollar note, hell notes, and they're very just tissue paper. And you could burn as money as you want, it's all fake.
然后我们烧的，你们有没有看过这假钱？可能上面就是几百万，或是写着几亿元，而且这都是纸钱，我们可以尽量的烧，烧多少都可以。
For though my mother believed in a spiritual reality beyond this material world, she was not foolish.
所以虽然呢，我的母亲相信这还有一个灵异的世界，但是我妈妈却是不愚笨的。
And there lies the obstacle to my mother.
所以呢，对我母亲来说，她的困难。
She would understand a spirituality, but where is her hope?
虽然她知道有一个另外的灵性的世界，但是她的盼望在哪里呢？
It is also the obstacle of children raised second or third generation believers in the Bay Area.
那同样的，在这个湾区，我们的第二代、第三代的孩子长大，也同样有这样子的一个困难。
You may bring them to a fine church like this.
你可能带他们到教会，就像这里。
And you think, or we think, that the more services they go, and the more Sunday school, the more they will find Jesus.
那我们都会有这样观念，如果他来的教会次数越多，他如果在教会里有服事，或是他去参加儿童主日学，他就会找到耶稣。
But it's the second principle that becomes more important to the second and third generation believer as they look.
但是对这个第二的第三代的基督徒来说，这第二个原则就是更重要的。
What do their parents hope for?
就是他们的父母的盼望放在哪里
？Here it is, very common. I pastored Chinese churches for like 30, over 30 years. Okay, bilingual churches over 30 years. So I speak from some experience.
所以就着我的经验来说，因为我曾经牧会中国人的教会超过30年，就是双语的教会。
Here is what the Chinese parent desires.
那我告诉你们，中国的父母他们的盼望是什么？
Go to church, go to youth group.
叫孩子们来到教会，来到青少年的团契。
But make sure you either go to Stanford or Cal.
但是呢，你也要同时你就是进了 Stanford 或是进了伯克莱大学。
Because in a strange, you know, like if you're like talking to say, oh, what does your son do? Oh, my son.Not very smart. He just goes to Stanford, you know. You don't talk about, oh, they go to Sunday school at Silicon Valley Christian Assembly. No, no. They go to, your son only goes to Cal? Oh, that's pretty good school, but mine goes to Stanford, you know. It's okay. It's okay.
所以因为当父母在一起谈话的时候，他会说，你的孩子做什么呢？他会说，哦，我的孩子啊，他不是很聪明，他只是进了 Stanford 大学。那我们不会介绍我们的孩子说，哦，他现在在矽谷基督徒聚会的上成人主日学，我们不会这样介绍。那有的人会说，哦，我的孩子他只是读伯克莱，他说，哦，伯克莱还好，也是一个好学校，但是我的孩子是上 Stanford。
Or it might be how much money you make，
或者是说你的收入有多少。
My daughter this morning, she's staying with us during this for this. The children are staying with us of this week before they move to Taiwan.
那我女儿呢？他们的孩子这一周与我们住在一起，因为下一个礼拜他们就要搬到台湾去。
I overheard a conversation she had with my wife or her mother.
那我就听见了我的女儿跟她的母亲，就是我的妻子的一个对话。
How one of her best friends is moving back to the Bay Area.
因为就是他的一个好朋友呢，要搬回湾区来。
And this best friend was once an assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors. He was a trainer.
因为这个
the lead trainer.
这好朋友他从前呢，曾经是那个Golden State Warrior 金球勇士。No, I don't know the Chinese name for it.
How about Steph Curry? Do you know
the
Chinese name for Steph Curry?
But I don't know his Chinese name. 就是那个金州勇士足球队篮球队。
Right. The sports fans here.
金州勇士篮球队，他是在那里做那个在那边做副教练。
So she says, my daughter says to my wife, oh, her best friend's coming back in the area to start.A personal training to Bay Area CEOs and executives.
就是我的女儿说，她的朋友呢，现在呢要回到湾区来呢，她要做的就是她要成为这个湾区的这些总裁啊，这些高级主管的个人锻炼的教练。
Wow. And she said, they're paying him three times as much as an NBA.Head trainer.
那他们所付给他的钱是这个 NBA 足球篮球队所付给他的薪水的三倍。
But they said they have to the training centers is in Palo Alto.
那这个中心训练中心是在 Palo Alto.
And they said when they looked at how much it cost to rent a house in Palo Alto.
但是他们当他们看见要在帕罗奥托租一个房子要多少钱
？The lowest price was $8,000 a month.
那最便宜的是一个月$8,000。
$8,000 a month. Wow, that's a lot of money, right?
那这是非常的贵，很多钱。
That's more money than I make.
当然比我赚的钱要多得多。
And sometimes you may not be greedy, but just how much it costs you have andA subconscious emphasis that you need to make money in order to live in the Bay Area.
有的时候不是因为我们的贪爱钱财，但是因为这里的生活是这么的贵，很自然的，你的心里你就是有一个压力，你就是要赚很多钱。
And children of believers see that.
但是而且呢，基督徒的儿女们看得见这些压力。
You see.They may understand the spiritual reality, but do they see your hope in that spiritual reality?
那这些孩子他们可能知道我们有一个属灵的世界，但是他看不看得到你把盼望放在这个属灵的世界？
Because I've met a lot of Christians, whether you are Chinese or Italian or you know European or American, you know, a lot of hope in this world.
我曾经遇见过很多的基督徒，或许是中国人，或许是意大利人，从欧洲来的，或是美国人，但是很多都是把盼望放在今生这个世界。
So where's your hope?
那你的盼望在哪里？
Do you understand that it is something that should change how you perceive the value in life?
那我们是不是因着我们的信仰、我们的生命、我们的生活观有一个改变
？Does it change what is valuable to for you to attain in this world？
那是不是对我们今生我们所追求的，我们有一个改变
？For your children are looking for that。
因为你的儿女就是在寻找这个。
We go to the second verse, verse 6, and that we will skip the ones in between.
然后我们再跳到第六节来看。
Now, let's read that last verse again, okay?
让我们一起来读第六节。
And without, is that one? That's not...
第六节。
Is that verse 6? Here it is. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists.And he rewards those who seek him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Now, what's this passage talking about in terms of adding to our understanding of faith?
那这一节呢，又教导了我们什么有关信心的事
？Let's review again. I was a teacher. I like reviewing.
让我们再复习一下，我是一个老师，我喜欢复习。
First, faith is an assurance of a spiritual reality beyond the material realm.
第一点就是我们刚刚讲到的，信心呢，是对于看不见的事情的一个把握。
Second, faith involves a hope and desire of that world rather than this world.
第二点呢，就是信心是把我们的盼望还有我们的渴望渴慕都放在那个看不见的世界。
To which many Christians in the Western world fall.
但是呢，许多在西方的基督徒，他们就在这个点上跌倒。
But we find the third and fourth important descriptions of faith in this verse 6.
然后我们就在第六节看见有第三和第四点有关信心的描述。
Verse 6 states that you must believe that he exists, that God exists.
就是我们必须要信有神，我们要信神存在。
Now this is very interesting because it's not just an understanding that there's a spiritual realm out there.
所以呢，我们不单只是要相信在那个看不见的世界里面有一个属灵的世界而已。
For this is the book of Hebrews. It was written to believers who had a Jewish background and understanding of God.
这本希伯来书呢，作者是写给这些希伯来人，他们是已经有了这个信仰的基础，他们相信神的。
For the third aspect of faith, an ingredient of faith, that there is a personal God who exists.
那所以第三个信心的要素呢，就是你必须要相信那有一位是个人的神。
That you can know him.
有一个神你可以认识他。
Theologically, we say he has personhood.
那在神学上我们就说他是一个有位格的神。
He has a will, he has desires.
他有他的意志，他有他的情感。
He has intellect, he has compassion.
他有他的思维，而且他有他的热情。
And this is where my mother's understanding of the spiritual reality falls short.
那这就是我母亲，她虽然对灵性的世界有相信，但是她不能明白。
And where many of the metaphysical Chinese movements of meditation and physical exercise fall short.
那这也是虽然在中国有许多的这个运动，冥想运动，但是他们不能够。
For in Scripture, that spiritual reality is of a personal God who can be understood and known.
我们相信的就是有一个我们个人的神，我们可以了解他，我们可以认识他。
To that was an obstacle to my mom.
对我母亲来说，这就是她信仰路上的一个绊脚，一个难关。
Very foreign to her.
对她来说是她不能够明白的，是很陌生的。
Would she understand it? Would she understand it and come to accept?Us one personal God and forsake the understanding that all our ancestors make a spiritual power in a region beyond.
So, 他要来信主，要来认识这个个人的神呢，他就必须要要离开他从前认为这个灵性世界里面呢，就是这些祖先们他们所存在的一个能力，一个。
Wow, because you know what? If she ever came to faith in Christ, it would mean she would not go to the cemetery.Anymore to give food to her ancestors, which was all she understood in life as a kid and as an adult.
所以呢，要我的母亲信主呢，她就必须要放弃每一年到那个公墓去祭拜祖先，而这是她一生所累积下来的认识，从小就是的认识。
But it's not only an obstacle to my mother.
但是这不单只是对我母亲来说是一个困难。
It's an obstacle to people, kids being raised in the United States now.
但是对于在美国长大的孩子们，对他们来说，这也是一个困难。
For in America, what is being understood is that there is an understanding of a spirituality. We just don't want a defined deity, a divine spirituality. One, we don't want one. We want a diversity.We want everyone to have equal access to God rather than there is one God who is in charge of the whole universe who we follow. Americans don't want that anymore. We want everyone to have equal access because it's the land of the free.
因为但是在今天呢，在这个美国呢，美国被称为是一个自由的国家，人所需要的，人所盼望的，寻找的就不是一个独一的神。而是多元化的神，他们所喜欢接受的是说，每一个人都可以从他们的角度来认识到他们所想要的神，神是可以多元化的。
As a matter of fact, probably many people in America, if you hold that there is one God and we worship Jesus and he's the true and living God, they may see you as narrow.
但今天呢，如果我们说只有一位神，就是耶稣基督，那人可能会认为你是非常的心眼窄小。
But there's a fourth and final ingredient to faith in verse 6.
那然后我们再来看第六节，还有第四个信心的要素。
And we're going to read that last verse again.
那我们再来读一次最后一节，就是第六节。
Must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him.
就是必须要相信人到神面前来，必须要信有神，就是神存在，而且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
This fourth and final one is the understanding we need to follow and we need to seek God, and there is great benefit to that.
所以第四个条件呢，就是我们必须要来寻求他，而且会有大赏赐。
To seek, to follow, and to hope.
我们要来寻求他，我们要来跟随他，而且我们对他要有盼望。
And these are the four ingredients of what faith is from Hebrews chapter 11.
那这些就是从希伯来书第十一章我们看见的信心的要素。
And within this chapter, there would be dozens of examples of Old Testament believers who exhibited this faith in real life.
那在这一章里面，我们就看见的有一系列的例子，就是这些人在旧约里的人，他们有信心。
So how does it play out in my family? I always like to begin a sermon with illustrations and to end them giving you the conclusion to the illustrations.
所以呢，那我的家庭现在如何呢？我总是喜欢在我的讲道的时候，我们先开始有一个介绍，然后我们有一个结论。
First, with my daughters.
第一点就是我的女儿们。
They were raised as what we call preacher's kids, PKs.
那我的女儿们，她们长大就是我们所谓的牧师的传道人的儿女。
Especially in a Chinese church, everyone loves the preacher's kids.
尤其是在中国教会，每一个人都喜爱牧师的孩子们。
We have an American saying, "Raised in a fishbowl."
我们就像美国有一个说法，就是这些孩子们在金鱼缸里长大。
Everyone's looking at them.
每一个人都在看他们。
At the church, because they know who the preachers, the pastor's kids are.
因为每一个人都知道牧师的孩子是谁。
And lo, if the pastor's kids make a mistake.
如果这个牧师的孩子犯了一个错误。
There's a lot of pressure on them. There's a lot of pressure.
So, 孩子们，这些牧师的孩子们有很大的压力。
And with the Chinese culture, they better be smart too, you know?
I mean, 还有再加上在中国的教会里面，这些牧师的孩子，他们也必须要很聪明。
They better attend church. They better not do anything wrong, and they better be smart.
那这些牧师的孩子在中国教会里面呢，他们必须要来教会，而且不能犯任何的错误，而且他们必须要很聪明。
But for my daughters to remain in the faith, that is not the goal.
但是对我的女儿们来说，他们要持守他们的信心，这些都不是他们的目标。
You see, as Chinese, we look at if we do those goals, we are good parents.
但是对我们中国人来说，如果我们都达到了这些目标，我们就是好父母。
You know, truthfully, you know what my daughters were really looking for to see if they would be in the faith?
但是你知道我的女儿们，她们为了要持守她们的信心，她们在我们身上所要寻找的是什么呢？
It was not morality. It was not church attendance. It was not good grades. They were looking at us.
我的女儿们，她们所要寻找的不是好的高尚的道德标准，或是她们的好成绩。她们在看我们。
My daughters were looking at their mom and dad. Would they be real? Are they just saying stuff on Sunday? Is it really part of their hope? Could we really see it? Are they real? Or are they just talking something?
我的女儿们，她们要看她们的父亲和母亲，她们是不是只是说说而已，或是说她们真的把她们的盼望放在。
Wow, that's what makes raising children in the Bay Area to be Christians so hard these days.
这就是为什么要在湾区要把孩子们带信主是这么的困难。
Because your children must see that your faith is real beyond attending church.
因为你的儿女们必须要看见你们的信心必须是很真实的，不是只是来教会而已。
Jesus is what you truly hope for beyond attending church. It includes attending church, but it must be go beyond attending church.
当然我们要来教会，但是我们的儿女们必须看见，我们来教会，我们真正要的是要来追求耶稣，寻找耶稣。
I pastored a church in San Francisco, a Chinese church, had 1,200 people in it.
我所牧养的中国教会在三藩市有1200位会众。
And how we fit everyone in the building, so many people, we had a lot of people.
在这个教堂里面就有许多许多的人。
I wish I could preach this to them like at least once a month.
我盼望或许我能够，如果我能够讲这样子的道在他们中间至少一个月一次的话该多好。
Because within the Chinese mentality, it's a matter of ritual and practice. And if we just do it enough, they'll get it.
因为在我们中国人的观念里面，根深蒂固的观念里面，就是好像一个宗教的形式，如果我们不断的不断的去做的话，我们就可以达到。
But for them,My daughters, does mom and dad hope and do they seek? And do they understand that in their sacrifice that God will reward them? That was the question.
但是在我的女儿们心里，她们所要看见的是说，我的父母们，他们是不是真的在寻求耶稣，而且他们是不是在盼望对耶稣，把盼望放在耶稣身上，而他们所做的一切的牺牲将来是不是有奖赏
You know, when I give this message, I preach to myself.
当我在预备这个讲章的时候
And it causes me to think a lot about my past because my daughters are 33 and 36 and I have four grandchildren with a fifth coming.
所以当我在预备而且在传讲这个信息的时候我其实是在对我自己讲话因为我的两个女儿一个36岁一个33岁而且她们都有孩结婚生子
I can't say I always did it right
我不能说我想起我的过去我不能说我做的每一件事情都是对的
But I can say even in the imperfectness of all of us that God is gracious and I could say my daughters walk with God and their husbands walk with God and they you know they leadsmall groups at home, so that's pretty, pretty committed.
但是呢，虽然我们都不完全，但是神有恩典。我现在很感恩的，就是我的女儿，两个女儿，我的女婿们，他们都在跟随主，而且他们在自己家里有牧养小组。
I want to say, gone are the days that if you just attend church, you pencil in, they will be believers.
我想说的就是不要想在美国你如果就是定期的来教会不断的来教会你的儿女们就可能信主就会信主不一定
What about my mother?
那我的母亲呢
Would she see her children as believers? And would it change how she views spirituality from giving food to her dead ancestors?
所以我的母亲她会不会看见在她的儿女们身上有改变她就愿意放下这个她从小所认识的祭拜祖先的仪式
Well, she did come to faith
是的我的母亲信主了
And when she came to faith she stopped bringing food to the cemetery
当她信主以后她就不再带着食物到公墓去祭祖
We stopped pouring gin at home in front of the pictures of my grandparents.
所以我们也不再在我的祖父母的像面前把这个酒浇在地上。
And she no longer burned money at the cemetery.
她也不再在这个墓前烧纸钱。
She would go and show honor and respect, but she would not do that anymore.
她还是会到墓前对祖先们表达敬意，但是他不会再做这些的仪式了。
Why did she have to stop?
为什么他需要停止
？Because in Christ we believe in a personal God.
因为在基督里，我们相信有一个个人的神。
We just don't believe in some supernatural force beyond.
我们所信的不是一个超自然的一个能力而已。
And in some way, all of us who believe in God must seek and follow, and sometimes that means leaving something behind. And for my mother, it was one of the, probably the hardest things to ever leave.
对, 对我们来说信主呢我们就是要来渴望来跟随耶稣跟随耶稣的代价就是要把有一些的事情放下对我母亲来说最难最难放下的就是祭拜祖先
I hope this sermon is clear but also complicated for you to understand
我希望我今天的讲道是很清楚但是我知道也蛮复杂的
With different cultures that it is applied in different ways with the same outcome
因为因为 这 包含了我们、要针对不一样的文化 来说
To believe in a spiritual reality beyond the material world
我们必须我们把我们的信心我们相信在这个物质的世界之外有一个属灵的世界
Do you hope for it more than hoping that your child gets into Stanford?
那你对这个未来的这个属灵的世界看不见的世界的盼望是不是比你的孩子能够上 Stanford 的盼望更大
And you know that that God is personal
而且你知道神是个人的神
And then in following him that might sometimes mean leaving something leaving a past and being forgiven
但是为了要跟随主我们有的时候必须把我们的过去放下而且我们已经得着赦免。
Might also include following him and doing things you've never done before in the name of Christ.
但是我们要跟随他，也很可能我们要去做一些我们从来没有做过的事情，但是是在主里做的。
I will continue to pray for my friends at this church, Silicon Valley Christian Assembly.
我会继续的为我在矽谷基督徒聚会的朋友们祷告。
Because I believe that Chinese and Asians will play a dominant role in the world to come and in spirituality to come in the coming generations.
因为我相信在要来的时要来的这个年代里面，中国人东方人在这个属灵的世界里面要扮的角色非常的重要。
There's too many of us to ignore.
因为我们就是太多的人，我们不能被轻视、被忽略的。
But I hope as we grow and have dominance and have place and to raise our children in the Bay Area, we understand what true faith is.
Oh, 希望当我们的人数越来越多，我们变成主流的时候，我相信我们仍然可以在这个湾区把我们的孩子带信主。
I'm just going to ask one final application, and I feel the Lord is leading me. Some of you have problems raising your children, and you're wondering how we raise them in Christ.
我觉得现在圣灵在带领我所以我就还想再加一点就是我相信在座可能有些人就在想我们如何能够把儿女带到主里
You have to make your faith beyond the ritual even if the ritual is attending church and to make your faith real You have to be more loving You have to be more caring You have to put your hope beyond the education and the wealth of this world They must see your faith and must see your pietyIn real life,
你如果要把儿女带到信主，你必须要超越这个只是在宗教的仪式里面，包括每个礼拜来教会。你的儿女必须要看见你更有爱心了，而且你的盼望是盼望在这个看不见的世界里面，你的儿女必须要看到这些。
Allow me to pray for you.
我希望能够为大家祷告。
No translation.Our Heavenly Father, I just pray for these, my friends, the Silicon Valley Christian Assembly. Help us as we grapple with faith from our past. Some of us have parents who are not believers, and they have a sort of a vague spiritual worldview, and our testimony may bring them to understanding of a personal God. Many of us have children who we need to raise in the faith. Give us wisdom, Lord, in raising our children, and give them the greatest inheritance that we can.Which is knowledge of the grace that is found in you and you alone through Jesus Christ, his blood on the cross, his resurrection, and his reign. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Once again, we thank Dr. Louis for the message this morning. I know that for many of us here, we are struggling maybe with this question of how do we raise our children to love the Lord. I know that I am.And I have that question a lot too. And I know that some of us here, maybe you were saved here and you have parents who still don't believe in Jesus and have not received salvation, you pray for them, but you're not sure how to do it. And in light of our theme this year of exalting Christ and expanding His kingdom, how do we do that? How do we care for these people who are the closest to us? How do we exalt Christ and expand His kingdom directly into the family around us? And I think what Dr. Louis reminded us this morning is that you are being watched, whether by your children, by your parents, maybe by your coworkers, by your friends, by the people that you're praying for. You're being watched. And that the best way to share the gospel is not just to bring those people to church, but by the way that you live your life, by what you put your hope in. The song that we're going to sing, the chorus that we added to the end of Before the Throne of God Above is called My Living Hope. My question to you is, Jesus Christ really your living hope? Do you put your hope in Him, or do you continue to put your things in the things of this world that are fallible and will fade away? But do you put your trust, do you put your faith, do you put your hope in Jesus Christ, who has set you free this morning? Would you all please stand and sing the song? Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives.